You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. I pretty much have confirmation that Sean Bean was not in the Harry Potter series. I was committed to that. He was 006 in GoldenEye. And also Boromir in Lord of the Rings. He was in a film called North Country. Chris says, I'm intrigued. Becca Shea says, it looks good. Yeah, it does. Looks intense. That's the thing. If you've got a film that Daniel Day-Lewis is in, it better be intense. So that definitely fits the role. And like I said, it's produced and directed by Daniel Day-Lewis's kid, Rowan, who's a young guy. I don't even think he's 30 years old. There you go. Anemone, it comes out, what did it say? September?
Bumble brother. Family reunion. Let's see what's
going on. Anemone comes out October 3rd, only in theaters, not yet rated. Very cool. Chris says, I forgot about him in The Last of the Mohicans. That is a great film. That one called Anemone, A-N-E-M-O-N-E. When I first saw it, I didn't know how to pronounce it. I didn't even know that was how you spelled that. Luke says, on the old show, you used to always play Oprah shouting Daniel Day-Lewis amongst other names because she sounded special. Oh, big time. Daniel Day-Lewis! Daniel Day-Lewis! My God. All right. A couple other stories I want to get to. This one is bubbling under, and it has a local tie. Excuse me, drink of water. The Meijer grocery chain is headquartered here, not far from where I live in West Michigan. They've got stores all over the Midwest. They're getting a lot of hate. Americans are calling for the boycott of Meijer. As at one store somewhere in Ohio, they have an autistic kid working in the deli. A teen boy working in the deli. And, you know, they hired him, brought him in. He's an autistic child. And they, you know, all right, yeah, we got something for you to do, buddy. You can work. And I know that Meijer's been good for that. You know, you see a lot of people that might maybe have some type of cognitive disability working there, or physical disability. You know, there's always something to do at Meijer. I would argue that everybody at my local Meijer is cognitively disabled after talking to some of those people recently. But anyway, I digress. This particular Meyer, they had this 16-year-old kid, and he's working in the deli. And they had an eye on him, and they discovered that he had been sneaking some of the food, you know, in the deli, like he was hungry. So he'd get a little of the fruit salad and eat a little bit of it and then go back to work. Or they figured out that the amount of time that he over, as many times as they busted him, he had eaten $100 worth of food. Not, I mean, that's nothing to sneeze at. You eat $100 worth of food, that's going to be a few of those containers full of the macaroni salad, for God's sake. Now, if I'm running the deli department and I see that the kid, his name is Jim or James, that the autistic kid is sneaking some of the, you know, a piece of pulled pork or maybe some coleslaw. Hey, Jim, look, I caught you, buddy. We're going to have to knock that off. No more. We don't want to have to move you to another part of the store. We love you here. You know, whatever, just encourage him. But the guy who runs a deli had him arrested. And so now everybody is taking Meyer to task and demanding a boycott. And you know how that goes. I mean, that's ugly. Now, I don't think for a second that this is warranted. I love Meyer. I'm like, take my money. I don't want anything bad to happen to my Meyer, despite all the morons that work at the one near me. Nick, the black belt, says, shouldn't boycott the chain for one asshole. They do a lot of good. Exactly. They hire, like I said, a lot of people that might have something like old James here has. But, yeah, I think that they nip this in the bud and they throw this asshole under the bus. This clip has gone viral. It is the cop's body cam footage of the disabled deli worker. And this is written as Americans are calling for a boycott of the retailer Meyer after body cam footage revealed the $15 billion corporation had a 16-year-old disabled deli worker named James arrested for taking $110 in food over 3 months to get through his shifts. Honestly, I love Meyer. Peter Meyer, the politician, former congressman, sat right here in this studio. That dude is sweet as peaches. I love Peter Meyer. In fact, shortly after he took the oath of office when he was elected, he's not in Congress anymore, January 6th happened. And I had a cell phone, and I texted him while they were barricaded. And that crazy bitch Ashley Babbitt was breaking through and they shot her dead. He was down the hall in the chambers hiding. And I texted him. I was like, dude, are you okay? And then I didn't hear back from him. And then like 3 months later, just saw this. Holy shit, that was incredible. Horrible. I'll never forget that because he pulled into the driveway and he had like the oldest, most beat up Jeep that you could ever find. I mean, this thing was a disaster. It's leaking oil in my driveway. I'm like, dude, what the fuck? This billionaire man, the famous Meyer family, his shitbox Jeep is leaking oil in my driveway. Nick says, you cannot blame a whole company for one asshole manager. My daughter works for Myers, and they let her have 2 weeks off for a close family loss, plus M-Perks rule. Yes. Thank you, Bob. He just subscribed. He's now subscribed for 45 straight months. That's incredible. Murder lover Linda says, I avoid Meijer as much as possible, but I was just there this morning. They gave me 5% off for my birthday month. Hangs head in shame. Why do you avoid Meijer? Do you not like falling prices? Megan says he's 16. Why did they release this video? Well, I'll tell you why they released this video. Because they want him to get a payday, and he will. Clown of Carnage says, I've been told some of the Meijer kids are really good people. I've had nothing but positive experiences with anyone with the last name of Meijer. Regarding Nick's comment about can't blame a whole company for one a-hole, Megan says, Nick, don't come in here talking with a level head. Who the fuck are you? Tyler says, I will say that every retail job I've worked, they explicitly state that anything being thrown out is still considered store property. However, the manager is still an asshole for handling it this way. Donko says, I promise you, Meijer is going to take care of this kid. Bob says, no Meijer in PA. We have shitty giant stores. Tyler says, the kid's GoFundMe is going to reach six figures. Oh, yeah. Hell yes. Okay, let's get into this video that's going to bum us all out and want to beat the shit out of the guy. Before I get to that, though, the New York Post is covering this. So you know this is really hitting the mainstream. Poor kid, look at him. He doesn't know what the fuck's going on. He's like Brendan Dassey. Footage circulated on social media. In the past few days, kid being confronted in the manager's office. Now, in this article, it says, showed store manager having a 19-year-old autistic deli worker, but I also heard he's 16. Video showed the seemingly self-satisfied store manager make the petty accusations against the teen who sheepishly sits in a store-branded polo shirt. So he points his finger guns at the boy. He works in our deli department. Okay, the manager has a smile on his face. The teen remained calm and compliant. Oh boy, this is terrible. All right, let's get into it.
Hello.
Hey.
So we have James here.
Who's James?
Right here.
Okay.
He is he works in our deli department.
Okay.
And we found out that he's just been taking orders of chicken and fruit cups and stuff like that off the store
for 110?
Yep.
All right. James, do you have anything on you need to be aware of?
Not.
Don't reach for it if you do.
Okay, so I have a Sharpie and a box cutter in this pocket. All I have in this pocket is my phone and my earbuds, and then in my back pocket I have my wallet.
Right. Go ahead and stand up for me.
Okay.
All right, just go ahead and put your hand in the wall for me. I'm just going to take everything out. We'll get it with you.
That's the look of a woman who just, she can feel it. She knows this is going, oh God, this is affecting her. Look at that face. She hates every second of this.
All this stuff yours? Like the box cutter, that's not Meijer property or anything?
That should be
Meijer
property.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is. So then I can stay here with them.
Yeah.
All
right. Maybe he is 19. I don't know. I thought it was
16. Anything in your shoes or anything like that?
Nope.
You want to put your hands behind your back? Okay. You can put your palms together.
Drop that.
Put your palms together. Palms together. Palms together.
Okay. Chris says, I'm glad they're showing that fucking manager's face. Power hungry, says somebody I don't know. Goose Egg Ian. Okay, I know Ian. He spells his name E-O-I-N. Stevie says, call them X-E-Z. Megan wants me to call the store. Holy shit. All right, a little bit more about this. $110. Kid remained calm and compliant. Was then searched and handcuffed. He told the officer that he lives locally and walks to work every day. Oh, that's good. That's really good. You guys are right. We have all the necessary things for a quality multi-million dollar GoFundMe. Now, it's true that while there are babies with cancer who might wind up with a few hundred dollars in their GoFundMes, this one in particular might be as high as north of $10 million when it's all said and done. You've got video to prove. You've got autism. You've got big giant company worth billions of dollars. You've got a power hungry manager who looks like a cocksucker, asshole, motherfucker, prick, who's flippant. You've got a disgusted coworker lady. Joe Clipboard there, shocked that this is all happening. You've got kid being compliant. Oh, did I mention he has autism? He's full of autism. Autism everywhere. He's so autistic. That makes for big fucking cheddar. Oh my God. The arresting officer attempted to calm the frightened young man during the trip, the footage shows. We do things a little differently than a lot of departments. I haven't seen this video. We kind of help people out. So the cop's like, yeah, the cop is throwing the guy under the bus with that statement. Despite being understanding, the officer arrested, fingerprinted, and booked Dennison, who was released without bond, according to the video. The video recently circulated on social media with many users calling for a boycott of Meijer, hundreds posted on X with the hashtag boycott Meijer, and thousands have commented on viral clips from the body cam footage. Oh, here we go. A GoFundMe launched Sunday on behalf of Dennison by Carrie Campbell, a registered nurse in Florida, has already raised $28,000 for Dennison's legal fees, transportation, cost of living, and food. How do I look up that GoFundMe? What is this young man's name? James Dennison. Why did I think he was 16? I guess he's 19. Doesn't matter. It'd be worth more if he was 16. All right. So now we're adding to the to this. The fact that it's a super viral story now. Hold on a second, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, I need to take a quick break because Ash's car won't start. So I got to take my keys down. Thank you for the phone number, Stevie. I'll call them in a minute. And give Ash my car keys. So you sit tight. I'll be right back, please. Thank you so much. Sorry for this. And thank you for your understanding. All right, I'm back. Yeah, Ash's car won't stop. So I said, all right, just take the truck. There you go. Ash is off to work. Okay, where were we? So, the GoFundMe has been made. And here you go. Stand with James Dennison, a call for compassion. Great start. Thumbnail has James looking sad. I'm raising funds for James Dennison. Okay, good. He's a special needs kid. That's important on the GoFundMe. If you didn't put that in there, you know, that's worth thousands. He ate $110 worth of food. 30 days, Meyer had him arrested. 100% of proceeds go to him. I also need help reaching him as I do not know him or his family personally. Well, it's coming. So now the story has gone viral. We're looking at, this says $35 raised. So this can't be the right one. It looks like there's more than one. So that's not the right one. It said there's $28,000 raised. Looks like more than one GoFundMe. This one has $110 raised. So these ones are shit. So I'm a little bit, I'm wondering what is going on here, because the New York Post article indicated $28,000 has been raised. And obviously those are not the right ones. So that's a little confusing. Well, I hope they get that worked out, and I hope that James does get. Otherwise, let's see. Amanda says they deleted the big one. How do you know? Tyler says I saw another one in the $20,000 range. Amanda says GoFundMe deleted it. I wonder what's going on with that. She says, Google it. What did you Google? You got to spoon feed me the info here, because I'm talking and doing the show. You almost got to act like a goddamn producer. Tyler says he's already cashed it out. Probably. You think perhaps he might already have hookers and blow? Is that what you're thinking? Carrie Campbell, GoFundMe for James Dennison deleted. Why? The campaign funded by Carrie Campbell was started to help James Dennison. The alleged theft. It talks about the, in light of the backlash. Florida registered nurse Carrie Campbell had launched a GoFundMe to help Dennison with his legal fees. Campaign quickly gained traction, raised over $25,000. The campaign stated that Dennison did not own a car and walked to work daily. Campbell stressed Dennison was upset by the arrest. Although as of this week, the fundraising page seemingly has been pulled down from GoFundMe, there is no word on whether Campbell, the platform itself, or for some other reason took the page down. As of now, neither Campbell nor GoFundMe has produced a public announcement as to why the page was taken down, reaching the original goal of $26,000. On the other hand, Meyer responded to the backlash. Meyer says, "We take this very seriously and recognize that the situation should have been handled differently. Earlier this year, we implemented a new procedure to make sure this doesn't happen again. We've learned a great deal of experience, they wrote on Facebook. At the time of writing this, there have been no further official updates regarding Dennison's legal case or whether any further action will be taken regarding support for Dennison due to fundraiser's sudden withdrawal." Okay. So I think what Meyer needs to do here is they need to announce that, like, that guy is an asshole and fire him. That's what they need to do. They need to throw that fucking idiot, that bald bitch, under the bus. Tyler says James is probably already in Vegas making it rain. Stevie has provided the number to the Meyer Deli in wherever, Ohio. So I think it's a good idea. To get easy on the case here. 2-1. Hi, Darla. Where have you been, honey? Everybody, look at, she's judging me right now. All right. This ought to be horrible. Oh.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again.
Wait a minute. I typed in what Stevie... How is that, like, not work? I don't understand. What? Can someone help me out here? I apologize for this, but if you could tell me what town in Ohio this Meyer is in, this would... I'd be able to maybe swing this. Seven Hills, Ohio. Never mind, I got it. Seven Hills, Ohio, Meyer... phone number. Watch, it'll be the same one that I just did. Yeah, Stevie must have fat fingered it. 216-238-9740.
Thank you for calling the Seven Hills Meyer. Here are your options. Please choose one of the rather than take up any more of your time, let me connect you to someone who can help. One moment, please.
I didn't say anything.
Thank you for calling Meyer. For quality and training purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded. Thank you for calling Meyer Customer Care. For assistance with Meyer pickup or delivery
live
orders,
agent,
press 1. For questions or concerns related to a specific Meyer store, press 2. For M-Perks or the Meyer app, press 3. For Meyer credit card, press 4. For all other inquiries.
Hi, thank you for calling Meyer. My name is Rosalie. How can I help?
Yes, can you connect me to the deli counter for the Seven Hills, Ohio Meyer?
Okay, sir, are you looking for any specific item?
No, I just need a live... A deli worker at the Seven Hills, Ohio deli. I got to ask some deli questions.
Okay. So if you're going to talk to the team member, you will be needing to call their direct line.
Oh, okay.
Their personnel number.
Yeah, I would love that. I'm looking to get a quart of smegma. Have you ever had smegma?
I do not know that, sir.
Oh, it's delicious. Anyway, do you have that phone number for the Seven Hills, Ohio, Meyer Deli?
We do not have that one.
Oh, no. Okay. Well, how about the main switchboard?
Okay. No, sir. We do not have a way. If you want to talk to that specific... team member, you will be needing to contact their personnel number.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. What is it?
We do not have the way. I do not know the personnel number of that team member that you want to talk.
Oh, okay. Do you know how I could get that number?
I do not have an idea, sir. You will be needing to ask him himself.
So, when I call you, what type of questions do you typically answer?
In regards to the
stores, and yeah, right? I mean, I guess what I'm curious about is, when people call you, what are typically things that they ask you about, like sales, M-Perks?
Sir?
Yeah. So, this I will...
We have a lot of customers.
Yeah, I bet.
That's waiting on our to assist.
Okay. Well, I will I'll make another call. Maybe I can talk to somebody.
Yeah, sir.
Okay, thanks. And enjoy you okay. Gotta try the smegma. It's delicious.
You too, sir. You too. You
okay,
too, sir.
Thank you. Bye bye. All right. 216-23. I'm gonna try the same number again. Isn't that remarkable?
Good morning, and thank you for calling the Seven Hills Meyer. Here are your options. Please choose one of the following options.
I'm gonna listen
rather
to
than
all of
take
them.
Up any more of your time, let me connect you to someone who can help. One moment, please.
What the fuck?
Thank you for calling Meyer. For quality and training purposes, this call may be monitored.
I'm guessing they have it like set to do this.
Calling Meijer customer care. For assistance with Meijer pickup or delivery orders, press 1. For questions or concerns related to a specific Meijer store, press 2. For M Perks or the Meijer app, press 3. For Meijer credit card, press 4. For all other inquiries, press 5.
Okay. It's my understanding there then that when you call the store, because if you were to call any Meijer store, you could get anybody. You could talk to anybody at a store, like the actual physical store. My guess is they've set up their communications so that everything goes to these people in foreign countries who are working at call centers because they're being inundated with traffic via the phone. Hey, it's your old pal Eric Zane for Secret Nature, makers of ultra premium CBD gummies. And I'm going to tell you how you can take advantage of a special offer to save you 30% in a minute. But let me share this with you. You know that I've got about a million things going during any given day. And I just recently discovered Secret Nature to help me keep it all together during the day and help me wind down when the day is done. Ultra premium CBD gummies from Secret Nature. Crafted with real botanicals, nothing extra, and designed to support your day with clean, purposeful functionality. I want you to try Secret Nature Ultimum Premium CBD Gummies. Organic, farm grown, not made in a lab. You can try Bliss for clear focus and productive flow. That's what I use during the day. And Snoozers to unwind and rest at the end of the day. Consistent measured CBD per gummy, so there's no guessing. Intentional formulations that feel clean and slot naturally into your routine. Take it from me, I keep it all together during the day with Bliss. And when it's time to relax, sometimes my mind is going a million miles an hour from all of the things that I've done during the day and the things that I have to do on the next day. That's when I'll take the Snoozers to unwind. You need to try Secret Nature Ultra Premium Gummies. And here's what I want you to do. You can get 30% off of your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. And then let me know how it goes. Again, get 30% off of your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. Secret Nature.
You know that feeling when your day finally slows down? And you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all, and everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Donko says this happened sometime last year and Meijer has already made changes. The people there probably don't even know anything about it anymore. So Donko says this happened sometime last year. Are you suggesting that this is an old story? It can't be, because it's just kind of, I think what we're looking at is, since the body cam footage became available, that's when it became a story. Yeah, you're right. March 7th, 2024. It did happen a while ago. So this kid probably is, there's probably already been resolution. Well, they've got to announce what has happened. It's too bad, though, that this happened so that the publicity for the story happened so long after the fact, because we're talking about, you know, half a year's time But still very, very fucked up. I'm still going to go to Meijer, but they should do something to, like, help this fucking kid out. Whatever. I don't know. Get him some hookers. Tyler says the story is new. Incident happened a while ago. You are correct. Chris K said the kid already OD'd on hookers and blow in Vegas. Yeah, it's another round. If you're the kid, he probably got tons of pussy the first time around. And now the story's come back and he's like, now I get more pussy. And if your guy who is referenced bald manager asshole, if we could just get that guy's name, then we could have even more fun. Manager who fired James Dennison. Aha! Joseph Kolachki. The manager's name is Joseph Kolachki. Typical Midwestern Polish asshole. He's in Canton, Ohio. He's 48. And I've got a phone number. But it's from one of those websites that it might be bullshit.
Wireless. The number you dialed has been changed, see? Disconnected, or is no longer in service.
There's another one, too. 7330. Come on. If you're him, you're freaking out. Okay. The internet is big and bad and it's undefeated. And right now he's in the thick of it. You've got about another day and a half to weather the storm. Maybe more. There's a chance he could wind up dead. Tyler says this number goes to that same chick that picked up the Meijer line. Regarding the phone call with the lady we had, Rebecca wrote, I'm so uncomfortable. Amanda says they may have outsourced the call center since I left in 2012. I take that back. I read it wrong.
Hey, they may have outsourced the call center since I left in 2012.
And then Amanda says,
I could have told you all this.
All right. Well, that puts the wraps on this. I hope the kid gets his money. He deserves the $25,000. That's bullshit that GoFundMe shut it down. That's bullshit that this happened to the kid. Meijer needs to come out and fire the Polish asshole. Whoever this guy is who fired him or got him arrested. That is fucking bullshit. All that kid wants to do is work. He's a little chunky monkey. They could very well have just said, all right, knock it off. Make sure you bring a lunch, you fucker. Talk to his mom. Whatever the fuck. He's an autistic kid working at Meijer. You can't have him arrested, you asshole. All right. Thank you to Kuiper Tree Care. Reach out to them at 616-828-8225. Terrific top level A1 supporter of the show, making sure that anything is taken care of when it comes to getting rid of unwanted trees, grinding the stump down, getting rid of any type of storm damage that you might take at some point in time, or tree risk assessment, call or text. And when you do, mention me at 616-828-8225, 616-828-8225. Frank Fuss gets people set up with healthcare through healthcare.gov. I want you to go to the website buyinsurancehere.com. If you are in between jobs, perhaps your boss does not offer insurance, or perhaps you're self-employed like your old pal EZ. You can also take advantage of this if your boss's healthcare plan consumes 9.75% of your pay. If you think that might be you, where the health care is just a little bit too steep, because typically an employee will have to pay for some of the health care policy, you can get your own policy through healthcare.gov and turn theirs down, which will save you money. It will be cheaper at healthcare.gov, and you have the benefit of choosing between hundreds of different policies, as opposed to at work, you kind of just get their choices, which is usually the cheapest possible. That's important to consider. So there you go. Buyinsurancehere.com. Mention me. If you ever miss any of my sponsors, I always put them in the show notes, or you can just reach out to me directly and I'll point you in the right direction. Just send me an email, eric@ericzancho.com. Oakland Auto Detail. Follow them on Facebook. Oakland Auto Detail, three words. They will clean your car inside and out. They're a fun follow on Facebook because he posts a lot of these videos that he creates. Basically, he cleans one car a day, and then he makes a video about that cleaning at the end of the day and posts it to Facebook. And he does a great job, Eric Powie and his lovely wife, Kristen. They shoot the videos of their works, their efforts. So you have like a nice before and after fun video that they make, and it's a fun thing to watch. You know how content is online these days. Those fun videos while you're laying in bed scrolling through are always enjoyable. Oakland Auto Detail, follow on Facebook. Call or text 616-510-3470, 616-510-3470. Hang on, water. Where are we going next? I don't want to do that. I think I'll cover the story that Cole in Colorado sent about the Pueblo County, Colorado coroner who the job shows up. Death, time of death, takes the body. I'm guessing part of the responsibilities would be determining whether or not an autopsy would happen, getting the deceased to the funeral home. I know in some cases funeral homes will come out and take the remains, and the coroner might assess. It just depends. But this particular setup, in Pueblo County, the coroner is involved with actually getting bodies when someone dies. And then they are to wind up in the coroner's, I don't want to say office, but where bodies are kept, in a fucking drawer with a tag on their toe. Not sure what's going on here, but the coroner had a bunch of bodies that were supposed to be like in those drawers in the cooler with the toe tag and whatnot. And he was storing them behind a hidden door, not in the appropriate area, at a private business. I don't know what type of business it was. We'll find out. I don't know if that was a fucking, maybe he owns a Jimmy John's or some shit. But, yeah, this is fucked up. Now people are demanding answers. Why is, you know, Uncle Paulie not at the coroner's office. Let's get into it.
We're cutting into your regular program with breaking news this morning. I'm Kiera Sam, and we just learned of a disturbing discovery made by Dora at the private business of an elected official.
Not Dora the Explorer. I don't know what that stands for, but obviously it means something in this part of Colorado.
This of an elected official in Southern Colorado, Pueblo County Coroner Brian Cotter, is a co-owner of Davis Mortuary in Pueblo, according to documents posted.
That makes it a little better. It's a mortuary.
By the Colorado Department of Regulatory Agencies, or DORA, on or around Wednesday of this week, inspectors went to that business for an annual inspection. When they arrived, they noticed a strong odor of what they described as, quote, decomposition. Investigators then say they noticed a door hidden by a cardboard display. When they entered that room, they found several bodies in various stages of decomposition. Our photographer Carl Winder is outside of that business right now off of Evans and Broadway Avenue north of Bessemer neighborhood. It is still unclear if any law enforcement agency is now investigating, but we are working to get those answers for you. I wanted to bring in senior reporter Tony Keith. Tony, you've been looking over documents this morning. What stood out to you?
No, I got to warn our viewers real fast. Some of the details in these documents from DORA, they are disturbing. Investigators say that when they noticed the hidden door, they say that Coroner Cotter asked them not to enter. That's red flag number one. Once they did get inside the room, they found several bodies.
I would say red flag number one is the stench.
In various stages of decomposition. Cotter reportedly told investigators that some of those bodies had been in that room for about 15 years, Kiara. Even worse, according to this document, Cotter admitted to inspectors that he may have issued next of kin fake cremains. So if you did business with him at all, I believe he's been open since 2010, according to records that I saw online. We want to hear from you right now because this is all so fresh.
Uncle Larry could still be in there from back in 2010.
Just yesterday that they made this discovery, but please reach out to our newsroom.
Yes, and you can do that by going on our website, KOAA.com. This is a story that we will continue to track and provide updates.
I need more information on this.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for joining us for News 5 at 4. I'm Brett Force. A lot to get to today. A stunning discovery at a funeral home in Pueblo. The Colorado Department of Regulatory Agencies says they found decomposing bodies behind a hidden door, and some of them may have been there for 15 years. We have team coverage for you tonight. Diane Derby live at the Davis Mortuary, which is on Broadway Avenue in the Mesa Junction area.
Diane.
An investigative reporter,
like some
Allison
of the guys
Zimmerman,
behind the door.
Is at the Pueblo County Sheriff's Office, where a news conference just wrapped up moments ago. We begin first with our Diane Derby. Diane,
you
one of
like
the owners
corpse.
Of this mortuary is the Pueblo County Coroner.
Coroner Brian Cotter is listed in documents from the state as the appointed designee. And a recent web search we did today showed him as a co-owner with his brother, Chris Cotter. When we checked this morning, the bio page has been removed from the mortuary website. But let me walk you through the discovery made by inspectors with the state. The state says their inspectors noticed a strong odor as soon as they arrived at the mortuary yesterday. They say they found a door hidden by a cardboard display. As the display was removed, inspectors say
that's got to be what's happening. That's the only
Cotter
reason for keeping
asked
them around,
not to enter
to
the room behind the door.
And,
but
you know,
the documents
I don't know,
do
I
not
haven't
say,
had sex
state
with a dead
why.
Person, but I've heard that it's great.
As they entered, they say they found several bodies in various stages of decomposition. The documents say Cotter told them the bodies were awaiting cremation, and some had been in the room for approximately 15 years. Inspectors say Cotter admitted he may have issued fake cremains, fake ones, to families. I spoke with one of those families who claims their mother was cremated here.
They sat down when they were giving us her ashes, and they were very compassionate. They sympathized with us. Like, we were there for 45 minutes just looking at a box where we thought she was in, and then only to find out, what, 5 months later that we don't even know if she's in there. She could be different people.
She's really traumatized by this. She told me Dora suspended the registration for Davis Mortuary as a funeral establishment at 7 o'clock last night, pending further disciplinary actions. The state contacted the Pueblo Police Department and says it is fully cooperating with law enforcement. And we asked the state for comment, and they say because...
Yeah, fuck. Get a fax machine. Great. You know, they're being inundated with calls, too. Yeah, turn on the fax machine. Then they won't call anymore. Branjo says, actually, Chris says, I don't know. You guys are talking about another story. Branjo says, there was a massive crematory scandal near us in Chattanooga in 03. They found 339 unburned bodies. I think I remember that one. I remember there was one of a guy who put him in a lake or something like that. And that's what Chris is mentioning. Is that the one where they were throwing them in a swamp? And Branjo says probably, yeah, they ended up like draining that swamp, and it was full of, like, you know, skin and dicks when they drained that swamp, man. Branjo says they had bodies scattered all over the property. Basically, the crematory broke, and the guy just let everything pile up. So, yeah, Branjo, I didn't realize you were in Southeast Tennessee. How did you discover this show? I always love that story. Tophus is here. We haven't seen you in a little bit. What a great scam. Run a crematorium and just throw the bodies in the dumpster. Yeah, you know, I mean, I could see that. I think you run a real risk. There's a business that's around here where they're trying to get off the ground where you do, like, natural burial. And I don't know if they just put the bodies in the woods and let Mother Nature do her job, but it's something like that. They're trying to do, like, I think a bunch of hippies love that type of shit, where you just take somebody's body and put in, like, maybe a styrofoam box and then just let... I fully support that, by the way. I think that when you think about that whole industry of coffins... That in particular, coffins. Coffins might be the biggest scam that has ever happened, if you think about it. Paying that much money for something that, honestly, what is the point? We had an opportunity to get like a bargain basement box for Diana's brother. It was the equivalent of, like, a refrigerator box. And I was surprised that they even offered it, because he was going to be cremated anyway. And so we went like the, you know, dollar store casket. And I was actually appreciative that they offered that. It only cost us, it's still overpriced, I think, to... go with bargain basement cardboard style box, and just and the cremation was still several thousand dollars. But what a absolute crazy, crazy thing, the funeral industry. Tophus says cremation saves money, saves on land, gives creeps corpses to bang. Yeah, that's terrible. I think I'm going to opt for the being cremated, and then I want my ashes scattered at Fear Bunker North, because that gives me an opportunity to haunt and pick up sticks as a ghost, if that's even a possibility. Branjo says, oh yeah, first I was in Nashville. I listened every day for years, stay-at-home dad for 6 years, and I looked you up almost a year ago. It's wonderful. So what? Now we need to take the next step in the relationship, Branjo. Email me, eric@ericzaneshow.com, so that you can be part of this infrastructure of people that I know more than just names on a Twitch chat. That is a big part of what I do. I like to be hands-on as much as possible with my audience members so that I can have a dialogue. Now, it doesn't mean necessarily that I'll commit you to memory right away. Case in point, Mike in Vermont. I think it was Vermont, right? Or was it Connecticut? I always get that mixed up. That's Mike the Drunk, who we just had him on the latest Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. Mike sent me his pictures of his fear bunker. Yes, it is in Vermont. Okay. And he sent, you know, me that he's able to turn his life around because he had the thirst and his old lady was going to kick him out. And the fucker finally stopped drinking. So now we're fucking best buddies. I just had a conversation with somebody else who said, I love how hands-on you are. No, seriously, if I hear from somebody via a message, whatever, I respond right away. Because what the fuck do I have to do? It's not like I have to talk to a boss or waste my time doing stupid shit. I always respond. Unless you're a fucking kook. And that does happen. There are people that do have like a kook element. I don't have any kooks right now, but I have had kooks in the past that just ask a little bit too much. See former Zaniacs. Alan writes, I had the option to cremate my dad in a cardboard box. It was like $1,500 cheaper than the traditional way, which I don't know what else they would use. My dad was in a pine box for cremation, if I remember right. Yeah, I'm all for it. I don't even want that box. I say just lay them out like a fucking charcuterie board if you have to, and then just in and out, chuck them in there, burn them, and chuck me in there, burn me, and then that's the end of that. I'll be at Fear Bunker North picking up sticks. Fuck you. You can have this vessel. I'm not in there. I've become a celestial entity. All right. Amanda says the mortician is about the place would stuff bodies in the oven. Okay, now, and give people remains of more than their person. I want you to go back, Amanda, and look at what you wrote and put yourself in my shoes and say, Eric, I mean, how am I going to make sense of something that's written so retarded? I think you might need to maybe read those things before you hit send. She writes, I was laying down. Does that mean you don't have the ability to read? Are you impeded when you're laying down?
Hey, shut up.
How am I supposed to encourage you to participate in the chat when whatever you send is retarded? I love how no matter what you say about Amanda, she's always got some type of excuse that doesn't make sense. Tyler writes, does laying down inhibit your eyes / fingers? Badger says a titty was in the way. Now she's saying I was half asleep. God, fucking pain in my ass sometimes. You realize that? All right. So that's the end of that about the shitty mortician. Let's see. I have a story for you on the Patreon today. It's a story about a Kentucky judge. His name was Kevin Mullins. There's a moment in time, and I'll show the video up until the moment of truth when the bad things happens, when the county sheriff, Sean Steins, walks into the judge's chambers, pulls out his pistol, and shoots him dead. And you're like, what the fuck? Very, very shocking. The sheriff did not kill himself after. Now there's motivation for it, as there's new information as to what prompted him to murder the judge. This is the judge. This is the sheriff. He walked into his office, sat down at the desk. They had a long conversation. He got up and shot him dead. Wait until you hear there's more to this as to what was motivated, what he was motivated by. Tofus says, how much do you want to bet this was political? No. Aram, getting ahead of the story. Careful, please. No more comments. All right. Be thinking about the asshole of the day coming up. Thank you to Adam Kasari, the realtor of choice on the show. If you want to sell your home or you want to buy one, Adam can do that for you. 616-914-4061. 616-914-4061. The barbershop of choice on the show is King's Room Barbershop. Three locations, Northland Drive, Caledonia, and at 821 36th Street. They're awesome. Their website, kingsroom.net. If you're a guy, you get your hair cut at King's Room, or a chick who likes short hair. King's Room Barbershop at kingsroom.net. Website for exact locations, schedules, hours of operation, and so on. A haircut will set you back $21 plus tip. Please mention me when you get your haircut at King's Room Barbershop. The asshole of the day. Gotta be the Meyer Deli manager. Congratulations to you for having the poor fucking autistic kid arrested for eating some of the fucking coleslaw. All right, that is my time. Thank you. I'll talk to you on the Patreon. You guys are the best as always. It's a lot of fun doing the show with you every day. And I'm looking forward to doing the Patreon a little bit later on. Have a good one. And talk to you then. Bye-bye.